We've been spending some time with Alice Miller. And when I say spending a little bit of time, that means AKA our lives. And this is a good use of our lives to commune a bit with her analysis, because I am endlessly appreciative of it. The more I delve into it and I see what I've come to appreciate or realize or see is that because there is this one reality, it's called the earth, that's truth. And we have multiple people of good heart who are looking at that earth from different perspectives, but it's the same earth. So each one of good heart describing it accurately is describing the same thing, but using different language. And so it's simply a matter of unifying those terms in a language that is consciously connected to earth that will allow us, I think, to begin sharing, despite our particular languages in terms of nation states, we can start talking in this body language, which is the same. And I mentioned this in Waking Up, the book, Freeing Ourselves from Work, that when Alice Miller, what she's describing is the same thing Marcuse is describing. Those who speak the truth, that is, describe the earth, there's only one earth. So they're describing the same thing, but using different lens, different analysis. So back to Alice. I believe her message boils down to this. We are nothing, and the state is all. That may be the root ideology of class. And this key ideology hides even behind notions of self-transformation and ultimately perfection, which was implied in that environmental consultant, not the gentleman who wrote about the sea, but the other one who talked about individual transformation and somehow transforming the earth without explaining how, unless you mean on a extremely micro level, which doesn't end power. And I'm arguing we gotta end power. If we want life, if we want self-determination, if we want to own the bodies we walk in, if we want the oceans, if we want biodiversity, we say we do, and we don't direct our actions to what will actually end power. We need to start talking about, I'm arguing. Alice Miller saw that even when we tell ourselves we're bettering the world, when we haven't addressed our disconnection from Earth, we're thinking thoughts given us. They aren't based in the earth beneath us. It's not true. When we're divorced from the all, the earth, all life, we are by definition servants of the state. And our focus on self-perfection or transformation is ultimately perfection of our service to the state while the state is in place. We can't serve each other and the earth. We cannot serve two masters.